Mrs. Chang. I'm back at the ground floor of the fair, and I'm here with Sarah.
Hi.
Could you tell us about yourself?
My name is Sarah Fayed. I'm from the Graduate School of Design. I'm a second year urban design student, Masters of Urban Design, and my current concentration is looking at affordable housing inequality in cities, and how we can build more housing and equity for cities.
It's a big problem.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at your project.
So my project looked at Los Angeles as a case for introducing this sort of affordable housing problems, and one of the things that I started is I used a lot of GIS data that kind of introduces a spatial concentration of the housing. So if you zoom out on my website, you can see that there's metro stations and the different type of housing that I introduced in Los Angeles. So let's say I want to look at the homeless housing projects, and I can click on that, and it gives me all the information about the project. I can then, if I want to know what's happening in my neighborhood, I can always zoom in and like find out exactly where the project is, and it gives me the exact address. I can then overlap other sort of housing developments, and same thing, I can click on it and it gives me sort of information about it, and inventory housing, so what's actually in the pipeline for the project. So here I can click on it again and it gives me all the information.
Cool. I've always really liked visualizations. Like, you can see patterns visually that, like, looking at, like, spreadsheets will never get you.
Yes.
It seems like you have a few data sets. Are these from anywhere in particular?
Yes, they are from the city of Los Angeles. So they were in the form of GIS data that were transformed an Excel sheet that was used to place through OpenMap, through mapping interfaces to create this sort of interactive platform.
That seems like an interesting technical problem that we didn't cover in the course, but glad you made it work.
Yes.
So did you have prior CS background before this course?
No. I actually never even looked at a code. I used to look at a code and just freak out.
Okay.
Now I can look at a code and be like, oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What inspired you, or what motivated you to like finally take a leap into CS?
Well, I was in San Francisco for my internship in the summer, and what I found so interesting is how technology is taking over the urban places, and in cities how it's becoming like really sort of knitted into the urban fabric, and like how cities operate, and it's just becoming a really important component. So, but I always found this sort of disconnect between urban designers and computer scientists. So hopefully by me understanding this sort of language of programming, I can bridge this sort of gap.
Yeah, that seems well needed.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Thanks for coming along.
Yeah, back to you all.